another episode of Follow Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about our high-low learn of 2024. Before we get to that, thank you so much for all the nice comments we got on our last podcast. So nice to hear everyone's nice comments, and it always like feels so special to me.
Yeah, it does.
When we hear all that.
Yeah, a lot of...
It's very heartwarming.
Like your grandparents would call and I got texts, and just a reminder, you can always leave those on Apple Podcasts, because when you do that, if you haven't left a review before, when you do that, it allows other people to more easily discover the podcast. So you can do that Apple Podcasts, subscribe, follow on Spotify, subscribe, and leave comments on YouTube. And do I look older today?
No.
No?
No.
I don't look like this is my first day of 43?
No. All right. That's a good thing.
I agree.
Okay, so high, low, learn. During the pandemic, we did this, I think, every Friday, and it was our high, low, learn of the week. Something fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
I believe it started with mom and her college friends, I believe. And now we only do this usually after vacation.
Usually after trips.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now we're going to do it for 2024. And it's going to be a cool, small, but good recap of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little insight into the year. Yeah. You told me that you were not comfortable giving a low of the year. Totally understandable. And because, you know, on the podcast, we are, you know, we offer a lot of personal things, but not everything. So, completely understandable, totally cool. So you'll go high and learn, and I'll go high, low, learn. And so let's start with your high.
My high has been switching schools this year. It's been a great transition for me after everything, you know, last year. But it's been great. I love all my teachers. I've met a lot of great new friends. Everyone's so nice. I feel like a part of a new community. So it's been awesome. And it's been a lot of fun.
Good. Good. And it also allows you to look forward to next year and the year after of being in the school with the kids and the community that you really enjoy.
Yeah.
That's great.
What about you?
My high. And again, there are so many highs.
That is just one of my highs.
Yeah. So I'm gonna play off of that.
Okay.
And my high is seeing you go off to school with a smile on your face, come home from school with tell us the best thing about your day, tell us something great about your day, not just tell us about your day. And you always have something, and it seems like your happiness and your growth has been the high point of the year for me. Mm-hmm. That certainly is, you know, everything that mom and I do, you know, being a parent is not easy. And seeing you happy is the greatest joy, for sure. Yeah. And you taking on this new challenge and growing in this new school has been the high of the year. Yeah. Okay, so my low, and I wouldn't say that it's, you know, one specific thing. I'm going to say that I wish I had more time to spend with friends and family. Like, not just, you know, we spend a lot of time together, the three of us, and I love that. But just maybe more opportunities to socialize with friends. And look, we're meeting new friends at this school, so that's great. And a lot of our friends who have lived in the city have moved out of the city. And a lot of just, you know, my home friends are... Some are in Florida, some are back home outside Philadelphia. College friends are all over the place. So just trying to find more opportunities to spend time with the people that you really do enjoy and making new friends. And that's not easy to do as an adult, making new friends. But whether it's traveling to see them or having people here, I think that would be my low and also a hope for 2025 is just more of that socializing. I think I know I need it, just to be around people. And I also think that in this new job, I'm going to have more opportunities to do that, just being around more people. That's just something that I know that I need. All right. Your learn?
My learn is something I think we're doing learns a little bit, at least for me, about myself.
Okay.
So I realized about myself that this, especially being in a new setting where I've had to introduce myself to a lot of new people at school and put myself out there, it's helped me in other places, especially at friends' birthday parties when they might, like friends of theirs, I don't know. And
they might have friends that you don't know.
Yeah, like okay, from gotcha. Other places, other, just yeah. introducing myself to other people I might not know, or if, I don't know, like if I'm at like,
So you're saying that your confidence has grown in trusting yourself
yes.
to put yourself out there a
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
So what certain things did other kids do for you that gave you the confidence that, oh, okay, I belong here?
They helped show me around the school. They were also nice in introducing themselves even before I even saw them. And they made sure, like, I had a place to sit at lunch or someone to hang out with or, like, if I wanted to, like, join whatever they were, like, if I wanted to hang out with them at recess or something. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. It's a good feeling to have.
If I want to be on their volleyball team or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Little things go a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we've always been big proponents of you treat other people the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
So the same would go for you to treat others the same way.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's not that hard, right?
It's really yeah. not.
Yeah, that's great.
Because maybe someone does a big thing for you, but you can do a few little things, but they can still feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, I think, important, even at your age, to tell that person, hey, that really meant a lot. Thank you. I know you might not have even thought of anything of it, but it meant a lot. And telling another 10-year-old that or an 11-year-old that might stick with them. And especially how your school tries to bring community together, that making sure that those, because you'd want to know that it was recognized by that person, you should let those people know.
Well, yeah.
It's pretty cool. My learn for the year, yeah, I think I've learned a lot about myself. This year, one of the things I've learned, from talking to a therapist a bunch, just about, you know, just how to handle certain situations, how to grow myself, entering into a new path career-wise also, is understanding that everybody finds joy in different ways. And they might not always be in the classical sense, or it's not up to me or anybody else to tell somebody else how they should be happy. So we might think, or I might think, how could that person be happy doing this or that? It's not up to me. Let them be. If they are happy that way, it's up to them. And I think that's allowed me to realize a lot of things about growing up. I think it's allowed me to come to a lot of realizations about who I am now, and just think about things in a much more simpler way. That's my learn for the year. Yeah. This is a good way to do this at the end of the year.
Maybe it'll be our
become something that we do at the end of the year.
The follow-up podcast,
but
annual High Low Learn.
But that's now something that during the year, if you're writing, I know you don't write in a journal all the time, but sometimes you just will write down certain things. Maybe you have a place that you just where you write those things down, so you can refer back to it.
Honestly, it's a fun but easy thing to do.
What's that? This or write in a journal?
Not High Low Learn.
Oh, okay.
Well, not like necessarily. Like, on a podcast, but
yeah.
Like, or even if you just say hi and learn, you don't have to always say hello,
mm-hmm.
or just to learn. Well, I mean, a lot of people just say things, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. I'm looking forward to a prosperous 2025 and a fulfilling year in all sorts of different ways. I love you very much.
Love you.